One of the perks of being at the ripe old age of 43 at this stage in life in 2020 is that I lived through a time where there was no internet. 18 years, 19 years to be exact, because the internet and all of its beautiful things that we know of it now in 2020 was something that got started back in my first year in college. Windows 95, AOL, chat rooms and internet research and shit like that. It was so fucking weird. I remember that. And it's evolved now to where our phones and the way we listen and consume information is done so simple, and it's done all through the internet. And it's something that I guess I'm very thankful to have lived that life, you know, when you can just leave the fucking house and no one knows where you're at. and people come by, hey, is so-and-so there? Is Minnow there or whatever? No, he's not here. You know, I remember just looking back now, man. I mean, when I lived in college, people would just come by the little studio I used to live in, my mom, once in a while. They would just come by. They couldn't call me. I didn't have a phone. We didn't have a landline, so they just come by and knock. Hey, you there? Not there or whatever. Oh, so-and-so came by, not came by. Yeah, that was interesting times, to say the least. And to now come to the point where, I mean, geez, everything that we do, we're tracked, whether it's through Google, whether it's through Facebook, all these different things. I mean, they're hearing us right now. Like, my phone is hearing me talk right now, and it will have ads of whatever the fuck I'm talking about. There are times when I think about things, and I know I don't say them out loud, and the fucking phone is showing me ads. I'm like, these fucking things are fucking incredible. But the thing that I was able to be able to understand more so than ever is that the reality of what perception is, or what it encompasses in the online world. I will be so flabbergasted that people will create a world online and it will make you believe it's real, but in reality they're not living like that. It's like the Wizard of Oz. It's basically what it's come down to. And fortunately for people like me, we're able to differentiate that. There was a football player talking about that. He's retired now, and they were asking him questions about all these things that he used to flash and showcase. And he would say, that's not real. That's fake. You know, I just did that for the cameras. I did that for the show. And people like me know that there's no influence with that in my life. I know that those people are living in a different income bracket. They have different benefits. They get perks that I would never get as a regular person. So I never looked at following that trajectory because I knew that wasn't reflecting real life. It's like, it's entertainment. That's what they do. You know, they love entertaining and making us think we can have that, but in reality, we can't. We can have it, but we have to pay a price. But unfortunately, the younger generation, like my daughter's generation and people that came after me, are not able to differentiate that. People live for the online world. You know, I had that conversation recently where I don't get caught up in taking pictures much. I don't. I did for many years because I realized that people were not accepting of what you said unless there was some sort of a profile of a world out in the internet for them to research. So in dating, it was something like, okay, do you have a Facebook? And I'd be like, nope. They'd be like, weirdo. You're married. Creep. You must be a criminal. Because I didn't have, for whatever reason, me not having a social profile, it was like I wasn't able to be validated or be vetted. And you know, that's a younger generation. I talked about this with people, how it's a shame how you have to create a profile of pictures and timeline and things you do. So people don't think, okay, this guy's a weirdo. Or this guy, they're able to psychoanalyze you through pictures and see body language and see what things you've done. What are you into? The picture says a thousand words, right? And that was something that I quickly prescribed out of. I said, you know what? This is not my thing. And especially in certain websites, because it was very evident to me that people were portraying images and things that we would know. Like, we all know people that are portraying to be living a gay old life and lavish and fun. And but they don't show you the argument that happened last week, the big blow up that happened last week, and the disdain that you have for one another now. You know, you're just doing it for the kids. And you're fucking just having these pictures with your Halloween faces painted and shit. And you're all hanging out like, oh, we're a happy family kind of shit. You're just doing it for the world. It's highlight. It's not real. I understand that. But the younger generation doesn't. They don't understand the perception versus reality. And it's a fake it till you make it thing. Maybe it is. I don't know exactly the rhyme or reason. But it's not something that I want to prescribe to. And I think it's very important for my child to understand that, to follow that. I think that was one of the main reasons that I want her to be detached from social media altogether. Like, look, obviously it's very evident to me you're not able to differentiate these things. You think it's like all these things people are saying, it's like the Bible, it's like the gospel, and it's not. And once I started realizing that, this girl thinks she knows the world because she's watching social media, which is a form of entertainment, being camouflaged by real people trying to be famous, trying to get likes so that they can make money from it. That's what it comes down to. And I had to remove. I said, nope, you're not doing this anymore. You're just going to live like a regular 10-year-old lives, you know, which is going to classes, doing dancing. You know, she had the audacity to tell me, you know, it's kind of busy. And I get it. It's busy, but it's not pass or fail. It's life. That's how life is. Life is busy. You're doing things. You think I want to be going, you know, getting my day started at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning? No. But I have to, because that's how the world is. You know, that's how life is for many of us, man. We have to be responsible for other people, and we have to do certain things, and we have to have a balance of doing our things and doing things for others. But that, unfortunately, in the world of social media, can you think about this? That now you have places where, let's just say, for example, I wanted to act as if I was flying in a private jet. There are studios set up for that, believe it or not. There are places out there where I can go and say, I want to take a picture in that fake indoor private jet scenery because I want to put it on social media to showcase that I'm full of money, that I'm doing things, right? It's fucking crazy to think the extent that people go to in showcasing a life that they don't really live. Just to get the perception, just to get the attention, because I guess deep inside, if I'm really self-assessing all of us here, it's just realizing that we all want to live a fun life. We all want to strive for the fame, for the fortune, for people loving us, for who we truly are, right? But that's the sad thing about it is that there's many people out there that don't understand both sides of the equation. You know, when you see these Kim Kardashians and these people that everyone, you know, has 100 million followers or The Rock, is that while they're grateful, they also have to live in a certain world that me and you are currently living in. Like, they can't go to a regular gas station. They can't just go to school and see their children at an event and not be bothered. Like, those things is something that I see them talk about ad nauseum. Like, they can't do the simple things. They can't go to the supermarket. They can't go. They have to live in a different world. And I kind of like the world that I'm living in, even though it's kind of shitty sometimes with the people around. It's beautiful. You know, I had to remind my daughter about that. Like, look, focus on the positive. Don't let any other influences get to you. You got to think in a positive light in the way you see the world. It's very easy to get bummed out about a bad week, a bad day. That's what she was telling me, having a bad day. Why? Because her lunch spilled a couple times. Really? Like, that's not a bad day. You know, you know what a bad day is? Ask those kids that are in third world countries what a bad day is. They'll tell you. Right? I mean, this is first world problems. And I understand that she doesn't have the capacity to understand the magnitude of her life and things that are going on. So I try to give perspective. I try to give as much perspective as I can. But it's unfortunate that the perception versus reality concept, it's hard for them to grasp because they've never lived in a world where technology and social media and all these different exposures of the world in a glamorous way were not around. And how do you teach people, especially the younger generation, that not to follow that? Don't care about that. Just be you. Be you. Worry about the people around you. Live your life. Make the best of it. And if you want to strive for those things, then learn how to be that. But, you know, don't follow those dopes on social media. Like, I'm so glad that I checked out of all that shit. I follow it for entertainment because it's fun and it's enjoyable. But outside of that, man, it's nothing else to be done. And I hope for the kids out there and for people that are younger, that are not able, they feel that pressure. I think people put that pressure on themselves to be something that they don't really have to be. It's like you don't have to cater to people that don't know you, that don't care for you, that don't. I mean, it's such an ugly thing. I don't fucking care. I don't, you know, I don't get caught up in people's opinion about me because what? They're not living my life. They're not having to deal with life as I see it or having to be in a good space, right? I mean, at the end, that's kind of what I strive for, peace and tranquility, because I want to be in a good space. I want to be happy. That's the only way to be the good to people. That's the way to relax and, I don't know, all these different things that people forget about life. You know, I was trying to remind my daughter about this, and I'll leave with this. Yeah, you know, it's about making the best of life and not getting caught up in what other people are doing, not getting caught up in what other people are projecting, because I talk about this all the time, that there's people out there that we all know are out there posting their highlight pictures and reels and shit like that. And, you know, being friends with them, that's not the reality. That's not their current reality, but they're conveying to the world. And then they're stuck in that pressure of having to continue to convey that. There's people out there that are married, that are in relationships, that are bummed out about things. And hey, it just, for whatever reason, they cannot post that shit because they have people watching their every move and judging everything. And they're so worried about those people. Who the fuck cares? I don't care about how my life turns out, good or bad. It's like, you know, I convey my truth. You convey your truth. Because at the end, it's what is real. And if people don't like you for being real and being honest and living your truth, then that's not the people I want to surround myself with. That's not the people I want to die on the sword for. And that's what I learned, unfortunately, as I got later in adulthood, living for other people and all these things. And the perception versus reality concept that social media has brought on to many people. And I can't say that all people are immune to it, because people, myself or older, get sucked into it. Whether it's for politics, whether it's for self-esteem issues. I mean, there's so much research on it, and it's addictive. But people can't unplug away from it. But I hope that for the younger generations are able to differentiate that. You know, able to differentiate that, hey, you know what? While this is fun and cool and it's enjoyable, at the end, it's not really the reality that I live in. I just need to be proudful or be prideful, whatever word. But that's what I try to tell. I try to reinforce as a parent. Hey, man, I'm proud of you. Do your thing, man. You're doing the best with the hand that you dealt with. And it's amazing. And it's great, you know. And I hope that for any of you out there that are trying to find a peace and tranquility in life, it's like, just don't get caught up in living life for other people, man. That's the biggest trap that we can get into. And the sooner you figure that out, man, the sooner you can figure out your path to happiness and being a better person.